say nothing.
What am I live? You're live, at.
Yo, make sure you lot follow the What You Say pod. Come on.
Come on, man.
Bros.
Fez, sorry. Go on, YouTube. Oh, sorry.
Standard PT, five star.
Outside
New Year's, though. No, we're not. We're inside, bro.
We're going to church, bro.
We're going to church, bro. They're not in, though.
This guy is so funny, man.
We're going to church, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people have shouted me, yo, what's the New Year's Eve move? Is it New Year's Eve?
New Year's.
Yeah, what's the New Year's move? What's New
Year's? Yeah.
I'm going to church, bro.
Yeah, so, same, but I'm trying to think, last year, where was we? I know on...
Who's we? I've never been outside with you, man, on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Day?
I've never been outside with you, man.
It was at our friend's house. But that was New Year's Day, like the evening of New Year's Day.
Oh, that's different, bro.
Yeah, I'm talking about the night before,
innit?
Yeah,
I've never been outside with you, man, for some reason. But last year, I said this, no, I'm not going... Okay, bad man.
Nice, bad man. Nice, that's okay. What he does.
This year. After last year, I said I'm not going back outside, innit?
So, after last year?
Yeah, after last year, I said, no, I'm not.
Why?
I just didn't really enjoy it. I just felt like it was just a bit dry still, but who knows, maybe this year. Who knows, I might be outside, I don't know. But church is the priority.
Facts. I remember when, was I going to buy that beanie off you, Benzo? Am I bugging out?
That was like 2 years ago.
Nah, it was in Leicester when I was going to buy it, I swear. Or was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, we're in London, bro. I
swear. Because I know... Oh, yeah, because PT had the other one, innit?
Yeah.
He was wearing it just now, T.
Swear.
Yeah.
Ah, beanie.
Why'd you bring that up?
Nah, I just saw the hat and I just thought. I was thinking, I need a beanie, but I don't know what to get, still.
You need a beanie, don't know what to get.
But I like them. Like, see how Bear brands are doing that? Yeah. That beanie's got, like, Bear designs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, who's got one?
We got one. I got one.
Yeah. Or, like, the fully paid one. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's got Bear, like, white. Sort of thing, yeah.
A lot of brands are doing that stuff.
Yeah, I like them so much. I like.
Do you think the fashion industry, everyone just copies each other? Not to dig at anyone or anything.
Well, like, brands?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Somewhat, yeah. 100%.
No, I'm just going to... They're just doing it like... I feel like it's... if something's trending, other brands will think they can do it better.
Yeah.
And then they'll copy it. And everyone just ends up copying each other.
Oh, yeah. Because Bear people do the same thing. I've seen like everyone does the same... Like tracksuit, same beanies. I don't really know anyone that's doing shoes. I think once someone does a shoe, that'll be sick, you know?
Yeah. But to be honest, that's expensive, so...
Mm.
Yeah. That would be sick, though. That would actually be a sick idea for someone to do shoes. I wonder who the first one would be to do that with their brand.
And I wonder what they'd base it off. Because, like, with the beanies, people are basing it off other brands' designs.
Mm.
So, like, what sort of shoe, like, physically, what would the shoe look like? Would it look like the AF1s?
Mm.
Would it look like a mid-top, high-top thing? Do you know what I mean? Would it look like Rick Owens? Do you know what I mean? What are they going for?
No, I feel like they should be more creative. Because I don't think anyone can... continue to rip off, not rip off, but copy Air Force Ones, like, who's it, Bape? Them and did it, was hard.
I mean, the LV ones are similar ish. Shape,
they're
so,
it, they're like, but Bape is literally identical.
Yeah. I even thought they were like AF Ones, just like a new.
Literally, I thought they were designer AF Ones.
A new one, still.
But now, hopefully, someone does make something creative in terms of shoes.
Even the... Actually, no, they're different. I was going to say the Axel, the Arigatos, they're similar shape, but it's completely different.
Like, why do I keep forgetting what they look like?
I saw we showed you last week.
But I keep forgetting. Cranos. Oh, yeah.
Which one are you looking at? Because it's not the... I don't think it's the one that comes up straight away.
I'm looking at these ones.
Press accept them.
Oh, whoops.
That's okay, those as well.
These look like New Balances.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was hot, boy.
You were gym today?
Did I go to gym today? No, yesterday still.
I need to get in the gym
tomorrow.
Or yesterday.
I have not been this week.
I've just been eating, drinking, just letting myself go, man. And I saw a tweet and I was like, you must have seen it on my on my story and I was like, "Well, you January gym goers, just allow it, like, just allow it, bro. Just take my best space." And it's like, it's funny, but at the same time, I don't want to sort of discourage anyone to not try and start gym. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, if you're gonna start gym, like, why have you not started? Like, why are you waiting for? Just get me a new month or something. But
I'm looking for a new gym.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, I want to go and try and look at one. And I didn't even go inside the gym because there was no parking. So I just shifted it. I won't go to that gym now. A gym without parking is a no-go for me still. Because the way I was looking for parking on that day, I was like, nah, this don't make sense, bro. I'll be scared that I'll get a ticket when I come out outside, innit? Like, nah, that's not for me still.
But yeah. What do you not do on Christmas?
I'm glad this year's Christmas wasn't that lit for me still. I'm glad. Mm. Yeah, man. Like, not all of my family linked up this year. I think it was just me and one set of cousins. I have like four sets of cousins, five sets, only linked up with one. And Christmas was done by like six for me still.
Swear.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man was around the same time. Linked up, had dinner together, watched Christmas movies, and by six, like, everyone's doing their own thing.
What do you watch? Home Alone?
Yeah, Home Alone.
Of course.
What else did I watch? Yeah, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2. I watched Christmas Carol the night before, till Christmas Eve. And then that was it. But bro, I don't know if I can watch Home Alone again next year. Like,
I think you can. Bro. If you don't watch it throughout the year, then...
Fez.
I ain't gonna lie, I've never watched Home Alone.
You're lying.
You must have.
You're absolutely lying.
I've never watched Home Alone.
You've never watched both of them?
I think you forgot.
I didn't even know there's two.
There's four.
No, they're like, yeah, there's four, but only two.
That's how you know I've never watched it, bro. I've never watched Home Alone.
No, man, that's a classic.
Mm.
I've never even watched movies on Christmas.
I neither have I. The only thing I've watched is EastEnders.
I've never even watched EastEnders.
What? I don't watch EastEnders.
I don't watch EastEnders.
Swear. Yeah. You don't know about there being like a massive episode on Christmas Day. Like,
I know there is,
but like, I'm not one of the people that are interested in that.
So I used to do that every year still.
I've never watched EastEnders. Never will watch it.
Never will?
Nah. Bro, like.
Now, how can you watch it?
It's a lot to catch up on if you go all the way back from, because it started, what, like 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know, but like, I will never watch it. I just know, I only know one guy that, no, I know a few people now, but. Back when I was in that secondary, I only knew one guy that would watch EastEnders.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure he still watches it till today.
What's mad is that your shoulder's still hurting. Bro, go and get seen. Like,
what are you talking about?
Come on, G. Like, I'm not getting to the age where you got to check out them pains, bro.
Nah, I ain't going to.
Because if it like prolongs, you never know. What I was going to say is that EastEnders is one of them shows where everyone who don't watch it still knows the characters because they're that big. Do you know what I mean? Like, Phil Mitchell. Everyone knows Phil Mitchell, bro.
I can't put a face to it, but...
What? Phil Mitchell?
I know that. Is he the bold guy?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
You don't watch the show. They made memes of him.
Yeah.
Who's Danny Dyer's dad?
Danny Dyer's dad? That's Danny Dyer. He was on there as well, yeah.
What's his name on the show?
I can't remember still.
I just know him and I know Phil Mitchell, I
can't remember still.
I don't know anyone else.
There's someone else that's big. Denise, the black lady.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That whole black family. I don't know if there's a family, I'll be real. I just know about that old guy.
Even Stacey. Surely you know Stacey.
I know those two sisters that were on it before.
Lauren and Abby.
No.
Those are the two sisters, bro. Was their dad not... Max, the ginger one?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm sure it's Lauren.
Are there any other sisters on there?
I don't watch the show no more, to be fair.
Let me find that. There were bait sisters.
So you used to watch it?
I used to watch it, bro. I'm telling you, that's why every Christmas I used to watch it, like, properly.
Roxy. What's her name? Roxy and
Ronnie.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Ronnie, but...
One of them lost the baby, and she tried to switch her baby for someone else's baby because her dad or something like that, I think.
See, that's the stupidness that goes on that show, man.
No, but it was lit, though, at the time. It was actually lit, still.
Nah, I ain't watching that still.
The only episode I remember properly is... It's even been on like Insta memes, Insta pages and that, where the dad gets caught cheating and they're all watching it on TV. And he's like, what? Do you think that's real? Well, like, they can all see it on the TV. It's like, it's just a bath and he's panicking sort of thing. No, never seen that?
I haven't seen that.
What? That's crazy. No,
yeah, EastEnders was never really my thing. I never really watched that. But I know a lot of people were very excited about this one.
I don't know. I just saw like clips of it, to be fair.
Nah, yeah, still. Do you lot go to other people's Christmases?
As in family or friends?
Nah, friends.
Nah.
You might have never done it.
Nah.
I saw a guy talking about on TikTok and was like, oh, is he a bad guy for wanting to go to other people's Christmases?
Wanting to?
Now, after his one, like, is he bad to go to his friend's Christmas?
I mean, it's not bad. Like, if you get invited.
Yeah, but I don't,
But I think he just wants to go.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like Christmas is just always a family thing, isn't it?
I ain't gonna lie. For like the past few years, I've always gone to someone else's Christmas.
First.
I thought that was weird originally, you know? I thought everyone just spent time with like, family and that's for.
The first time I actually done it, before I used to think, like, why would I go to someone else's? But then.
Yeah.
Like, eventually, my Christmas is over. They're still doing something.
Yeah.
And I was turning up, innit? Or like,
yeah.
My people invite me, innit?
But it's becoming normal for like families to spend Christmas together and then.
After
you someone will like invite their friends over.
Yeah,
like, we saw it. Yeah, we saw it as well. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. Like this year, I didn't go anywhere. Like I knew I was gonna go anywhere this year, but before that, I'll go somewhere else. I could go to two people's houses.
I swear.
Literally, I could go to two people's houses.
I think one of my friends even said like, "Oh, come round." Did she say it?
I don't remember. But I could have gone to someone's Christmas this year, but I just had a nod, not this year, so I'll just chill.
Mm, it's actually more normal than I actually realised, because...
You conceded?
Arsenal 1-0 down.
They started? What?
I wasn't even watching it.
They started at 8:15.
Oh, swear, it's 8:30. Who scored? Kudus.
I have no clue. Probably,
He's a baller still.
He's a baller still. I was going to say, I realised that bringing over friends or inviting friends to your family's Christmas is actually more normal than I realised, because I was at... I went for a staycation with my whole family.
No, that looked hard, you know.
It did.
The thing is, the leading days up to it, I was like, how's this going to go? Like, is it going to be much different from, going to one person's crib, everyone's there? Bro, it was sensational, fam.
Sensational.
It was ridiculous, bro. Oh, my gosh. And then, so on the first night, that's just, settling in. Everyone just calling, vibing. And then my French cousins, it was their night to make the food.
You say French cousins?
Yeah, bro, yeah.
You have French cousins?
Basically... So one of my dad's sisters, my dad's younger sister, she married a French man, innit? So they've got French children, mixed race, and they speak French. Oh, so first night, it was their job to cook. So the evening meal was... What do you mean, bro? It was their job. It was their job.
I don't even know that what was the funny. Schedule. I don't know what was
so funny. So I said, it's their job to cook, bro.
No.
They're mostly guys. So it's not really a thing, bro.
No.
And I swear the French love to cook.
Exactly, that as well. They love to cook.
Generally, I'm just being childish. I'll think of something else in the lap. Imagine, how they're, does he have a French accent?
They speak French.
No, I'm talking about...
Who? The mum?
Your auntie's husband.
Yeah, of course, he's French, bro. He's white, he's French, bro.
Oh, he's white French.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour,
madame. Why would he say madame to me?
I'm saying it, that's how he speaks, your auntie, bro.
Nah.
Like, man was on a bonjour, mademoiselle. That's why I'm childish, because that's what I was thinking of. How did he move?
I need to actually ask, because she's actually at my house right now. So I'm actually asking when she gets back.
That's so funny.
The first night was French cuisine, so they made all the food for everyone. Bro, come on. Rein it in. What's this?
Nothing.
Long table. What? Pause.
What?
No, why is he laughing though?
Nah, I'm still on the French thing.
Oh my gosh. Let me land. Anyways, so there's a massive long table. Everyone sits around it. French cuisine the first night, vibing, music, Thames on the flipping speaker. Oh, Thames's voice. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh! Wow. She might overtake Coco Jones, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
In terms of looks?
In terms of the whole package.
Oh. She was a better
whole
package.
What else is there?
What do you mean?
As in looks.
I said overall.
She's
already ahead, bro. They're not comparing.
Okay, first. I was just saying the whole package anyways, but yeah.
Toss me a sweet, please.
What? No. For that, you shouldn't toss it. If you toss it, that's a pause on both of you. Look at.
You just said it. You're going to toss it sweet. If you can catch it.
So you lot are tossing goods back and forth on the podcast. Brilliant. Nice to know. Thank you. He's going to put it in his mouth as well to top it off. Yep. Lovely. Nice. He scoffed it down as well. Didn't chew it. What's that guy's name? Beaver.
One, two.
Oh, he's in the hospital now.
I'll show you to him, innit?
Rest up to him.
He's not dead.
So you can't rest up. He's got to rest, so you can't rest up and recover. I didn't say he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to the staycation. Yeah, French cuisine.
Where was it?
When? Where? Like near Chelmsford, deep Essex, like countryside.
Oh, right.
No, like 45 minutes, to be fair. Yeah, so that was first night.
How many days were you there, sorry?
3 nights. Got there on the 24th. Then that night, the night of Christmas, then the night of Boxing Day, then came back on the 27th. Yeah, Christmas morning.
You paid for that?
Who?
You.
You drunk, bro. Don't go make some tech boy joke, bro. Just got paid for a year ago. I was not in tech a year ago.
I was literally going to make a tech joke. Tech boy.
On top.
No.
Anyways.
Nice for us.
Yeah, then we all got matching pajamas. Well, the guys had matching and the women had like corresponding pajamas on Christmas Day. Took some pictures. Praise and worship, standard. And then testimonies and then Secret Santa. Food again, music, dancing. Then one of my cousins, his birthday's on Christmas Day, so we celebrated his birthday for a little while. And then it was just back to, Christmas games, that was it. And then, obviously you had to include the yak in that.
That's actually beautiful, you know.
It's pouring up all through the day.
So you watched the Boxing Day games there as well?
Yeah. Bro. When it went 2-0 down, right, my mood was done.
Is that Villa?
Yeah. I was getting mocked, bro. Bear man, like half the family are Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
Walking around, jumping, rejoicing. Oh, 2-0. Bro, I was even wearing a Man U tracksuit that day. Oh my gosh. Snapped, mocked. It was peak. Suddenly, when it's 3-2, like, everyone's silent. That's when I got like, what? Where's the noise, bro? Where's the noise? Arsenal fans. Oh gosh. It was lit still, I'm not going
to
lie.
I ain't going to lie to you. I think I have a bit of trauma.
You think you have a lot of
this year's one. I think it's giving me some trauma. It's realized I'm still a child. We didn't do nothing, man. It hurt me a bit. I'm not gonna lie. I went to bed. I was tired, so I went to my room innit after I've eaten, Not to interrupt your story or anything. I was like, nah, like, this ain't Christmas, bro. There was no tree, no decorations, no one's matching PJs. I'm watching people's stories, PJs. I'm like, nah, man. Yeah. No games. I'm like, no, when I have a family, big family still.
Yeah.
Need a big family. I'm not gonna lie to you. I actually need the Christmas time to feel like Christmas. Because this one I can't lie, it made me feel a type of waste. I'm not gonna lie.
And even if you have a big family and then your kids have kids, that means when you're older, that's a bigger function.
Yeah, man. Christmas man needs that, man. It's a time to be with everyone, isn't it? I don't know. This one it just didn't really feel right still. But yeah, what were you saying, man?
That was Boxing Day, the games, and then our match finished, more games, and then that night, just card games, just talking, convos. I went to bed at like 6 a.m.
See what I'm saying?
Enjoying yourself. All the cousins just talking, family drama, like it was crazy. Like, because my French cousins, we hadn't seen them in about 5-6 years. So like, just talking on that perspective and sort of thing.
Oh, what age are they? Like, around? Like, they're
20, 22, 24.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's crazy still. And what's mad is the youngest, like 5 years ago, he could barely speak English, bro. So like communication was a bit
harder.
But like, because he knew certain words, it'd be funny. Like instead of saying no thank you, oh no thanks me, like sort of thing. It was cute. But now we can talk properly. Everyone can talk properly, and it's lit. We can have actual like adult conversations sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
are they based here or in France?
No, they're based in France, bro. Outskirts of Paris. Like they're based in Paris. They're going back tomorrow.
Home Paris is just like London anyway, so
yeah, it is.
That's how we felt when we were there, I think.
Fair enough.
I felt like it was just like London.
Yeah. But
I think it just looks different.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
It just looks like different. It just feels like London, bro. There's bare black people. We're walking on dodgy roads, we're looking left and right. Might see another guy there. Even at the train station felt beauty, but
swear. Because there were black people.
You weren't in Paris, yeah. Mm. I just deep down. Yeah, like in Paris, there was bad. You get me? It was just spooky still.
Yeah, they was even saying like the Jakes down there are crazy. Like,
I swear.
The racial profiling is just it's the same like it is here. Like, it's just crazy. Like,
I swear they had like riots and all that as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like near their crib as well. Like, buildings on fire. Like, it's just mad. It's just crazy still. But yeah, that was a staycation actually. I had to check out like 10 a.m.
Check out.
Bro.
I'm not gonna lie, they need to change that checkout.
They need to change it, bro. But to be fair, they had guests coming in the same day, so like, fair enough. But
how many bedrooms was it and all that?
So there was a main house, then there was chalets, like right next to.
You say what?
Main house, then chalets.
Chalets.
Chalets, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Like cabins, sort of thing.
Oh, fairs.
I said cabin.
Does there only have beds in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gross.
Beds and en-suites.
So fair enough.
Six chalets, and then the main house had about like three rooms downstairs, maybe like six or seven rooms upstairs.
Okay.
How big is your bloody family, bro?
There was 27 people there.
Fairs.
One was a friend. The rest were family. Yeah, so it was
crazy. How many? Group of friends.
Just one friend. One family friend.
Oh,
the rest was
that
family.
Came with their
yeah,
family.
Yeah. No. Just her. It was I'll say after, but yeah, it was a good time. I was in the chalet, but the chalet, yeah, they had a small double bed, and I was coupled with my cousin, who's more or less the same size as me. So like,
as in you're on the same bed?
Yes, oh, bro. Okay. So like, we get to bed now, and then I'm lying like on my side. He's lying on his side, but we're still touching. Pause. Because the bed's not big enough to actually like space out sort of thing.
Go put pillows down the middle, bro.
There's not enough pillows, bro.
Go put a sign down the middle.
So then like, I would turn away from him. He'd turn away from me. And this is a pause, but like, we'd be like cheek to cheek, bro.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say cheek to cheek, bro.
Like, well, mom, I knew this, bro. I was like, no, I can't do this. I could barely sleep the whole night. I was like, no, I can't do this, bro. This is wrong. But, yeah, the next...
I didn't want to make a joke.
Go on.
No.
Oh, that was dirty. The next day, which Christmas Day, cool, everyone's in their pyjamas. By chance, one of my cousins had to leave with his partner, and he came back on Boxing Day. So his room was free.
Partner.
Huh?
Leave with his partner?
Yeah, because his... Or something? No. Girlfriend, isn't it?
Oh, girlfriend?
Girlfriend, yeah.
Wait. Is your cousin...
My cousin's partner.
How old is your cousin?
33.
Oh, fairs.
Yeah. So they had to go spend Christmas with her family for the day.
I hear you still.
And then they came back on Boxing Day, but they were supposed to come back on Christmas Day, but that meant his room was free.
So he just went there.
So I just went there. But it was a small single bed, like small. Like the length wasn't even lengthening, bro. Like my feet were hanging over as well. So I'm like, yeah. Mad still. Don't, bro, with the length of the bed, man. Cleanse, bro. Like, I've been baptized, bro. Nah, you need to do something about that, bro.
That's crazy.
Nah. But then he left that night, so I slept on that bed again. But yeah, the only bad thing was the sleeping arrangement. Like, I didn't really sleep comfortably, but other than that, overall
pretty good. Actually deep that Christmas is gonna be okay. It's gonna get start getting weird, you know, for us. Eventually when we get girlfriends.
Yeah.
I will actually have to go spend it with their family.
Yeah.
And then eventually it's like, it's just weird. It's just gonna come long, man.
Because you're more likely to spend Christmas with
your
wife's family as opposed to yours, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's, then that's again, like, happens. I think that when, because my uncle, obviously, he has kids now. So they came and spent it with us. So my cousins came and spent it with us. And then he stayed. And then my cousins and the mum went to her side, innit?
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what I probably do.
Fairs.
Yeah, maybe I'll spend time there first, come to mine.
I don't know. He didn't go to his wife's?
No, he didn't go to his wife.
For that, should make sense. Well, I would do the same.
Yeah, no. It's a discussion to be had, though.
I would do the same.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You can take the kids, bro. I'm staying right
here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm real. Like, I'm cool with being cool with my wife's people, but I...
You know what I mean? You're going to prefer one place. Obviously, you're going to prefer your own family, innit?
Yeah,
yeah,
let's do a quick intro, man.
Yeah, go on.
October, what are we saying, pod? It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You join my co-host, T9 in the Wooden.
What are you saying?
You also join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8th.
Yo.
What are you saying?
Make sure you lot click the link in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for us, Gen Z, we've been nominated.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time we've even announced
first
it.
First time we've been, yeah.
Obviously first time we announced it, first time we've been nominated for something. Yeah. So make sure you lot vote for us. Let's get to the finals or whatever.
Yeah, finals. Something like that.
But yeah, make sure you lot vote now for us, please, man. Pause this video quickly. Vote us. And then, yeah, come back.
Like, comment, subscribe, all of that stuff as well.
Yeah, make sure you interact with the polls on Spotify as well.
Yeah, man. There's one up for the last. Actually, there's no point saying it now. But yeah, we're going to start putting up polls up for each episode on Spotify. So you're going to be wherever the poll is. Just interact. Let us know what you think. And yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let's do that.
Well, yeah. Happy New Year, man, as well. Happy New Year.
Of course, yeah, man.
Happy New Year.
2024. Hope everyone smashes it. Yeah, yeah, goals, stick to that.
It's crazy. Let's have
a good one.
See you through that, man.
Yeah. And I didn't think it would. Because I remember being like July and I was like, is this year going quick or slow? Then I think July is the 7th month. So like we've done most of the year already in July.
Mm.
And I was like, let's see how fast it goes. And I was like, boom, we're in December. I'm like, rah. Time's actually flying, bro.
Time went quick. I'm like, this year. But it slowed down as we got to the later stages. But the first couple months for me was quick still. I'm gonna.
We were still in uni. That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
But we were still in uni.
Yeah, in the trenches, bro. Revises. My little cousin was actually like leaving everyone to go revise. I'm at peak.
Yeah.
Revise for what?
He's doing A-levels, man.
Oh,
that's even.
Yeah, it is worse. Yeah, probably, it could be worse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got Christmas exams or something.
No, yeah, mocks in January next month. Bro.
I ain't leaving nowhere for exams.
This is not the real one.
He's serious. He's fair enough.
Yeah, we weren't.
Oh yeah, that's how their predicted grades work.
I swear it's in December. Was it January?
January, because December. I think it's just
some people revise
over December. And then
Come back first thing exams. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, long days, man.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Last week, we actually did things to leave in 2023, yeah?
Yeah.
And I saw TikTok and I was like, oh, I forgot to mention this. And I was like, one thing I'm going to leave in 2023, yeah, is that, yo, I don't like your energy. Have you not seen that TikTok?
No.
Cancel that. No way. You gotta see it. It's so funny. Like, he's on the phone to someone on stream, yeah? He's like, nah, I don't like energy. You carried on streaming. I was like, yeah, facts, bro. Because this year,
where are you going to leave then?
Huh?
Where are you leaving?
Like, just being on the phone to someone I don't really want to be on the phone to, sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the energy's not there, the conversation's not really, you get me? Why am I here, bro? It's the end of the year. Cool.
That's an airplane mode. So.
I've been doing it so much this year. Like, next year, nah, bro. Time is too valuable. Why am I on the phone to someone I don't really want to be on the phone to?
I don't even really be on the phone. I'm on the phone to the same people.
Because you're on D&D, so like,
yeah,
sure. You only the right people can really get through to you. So.
And it's like, people don't know that I'm on D&D, so they only call me once. And then I'm like, bro, you called me, wagwan.
I saw this thing on TikTok. It was actually on Chucky's pod. Apparently, you know when you get like no call ID?
Yeah, you saw it, innit? Unknown as well.
Unknown is like, they don't know you. They don't have your number.
Yeah.
And then no call ID is someone that has your number.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy. You know? But have I ever?
I think that's fake. No, I think
that's fake because I don't think I've ever seen unknown call on my phone.
I don't think I have.
It's always just no call ID. I've never seen no unknown.
I think it's fake.
Yeah, it's fake, bro.
Because I've only ever seen that on memes and stuff. Like,
yeah,
socials on like Twitter. And stuff. I've actually seen it on my phone, sort of thing.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. I've never seen that before.
But if they have, but were they saying it off of what they've seen or what they've experienced?
Who, Poet?
Yeah. Because if he experienced it, then it could
Poe be. Poe was saying that that's what he experienced. Like, that's the. Like,
oh, then.
It might like, he said he's seen it, but I think that's just kind of. Maybe he's not
on definitely iPhone. Not an iPhone. That can't
yeah,
be
I don't
an
think
it's
iPhone.
An iPhone.
Yeah. Because I've never seen that. But
if I ever saw unknown caller, like, what the hell?
Yeah, you know like, it would look different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unknown.
I don't get no caller IDs, so I wouldn't get it.
You don't get no caller IDs?
No.
Nah.
No, click that thing. See how I spotted this time. See how I spotted it. I don't get no call IDs. They don't go through. I don't know what updates iPhone has done or whatever. What's iOS? I don't know what update I got, but no caller don't come through even if they call twice. Thank God for that, innit?
Right.
If you're a no caller, then I have no business talking to you. But I mean,
I wanted to do my weird facts because I didn't do it last week, I don't think. So the first one, this might be the only one actually. Hugging or holding hands with someone special can instantly reduce stress.
Of course, you feel at ease, innit?
But did you know that though?
I mean, I wouldn't have said that, it's a fact. Do you know what I mean? But like, to me, it makes sense because when you're with someone that's special, it just reduces the stress and it just reduces it will make you feel at ease, innit? That's the purpose of someone that you love, innit?
Okay, so if you hug one of them, None Do you not you. Think that would reduce stress? No, no, it's a yes or no question.
It would not. Lie.
It's not. It wouldn't. It's a Manamart special.
I ain't gonna lie. That doesn't mean anything. Change, bro.
What's going on? Why did I change
I literally saw a TikTok from my thing, like when we were in the old studio. You're talking about the Mandem and love languages, bro. I'm like, bro, what are you
Wait, talking? context, nah, bro, enter TikTok, the room, bro. Man.
Check it, fam.
Come on.
And now, bro. Man's talking about when you hug the Mandem, bro. Man's talking about a special person, bro. All
right, what I actually said was the Mandem going goals is quality time. Is that not a love language?
That's not All right, said,
then, man.
That's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said. I used that's that exact same said, example bro. As well. I want to just out, yeah, the Mandem.
That's not
yeah,
what you said,
Love
bro.
Languages. What? That's,
can you apply the love language to the Mandem?
That's no, what I said friends. Bro. I said friends.
Cap, man. I said friends, Mandem.
Bro. Oh my gosh, I've got to find it.
I'll get it up. Bro, we got bear followers.
What clip?
From the one clip, bro. Jesus. That same clip, bro. Jesus Christ. I ain't been on our TikTok in time.
What the hell?
Let's pray again, Rob, for your personal. I'm gonna lie to you. That TikTok that went off, that you lot, I don't know if you lot have, you know what I'm talking about in it. Our most recent TikTok here. People asked, what? Yeah, people are tapped, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I know a couple of you lot are young, innit? So I get it, but a lot of you are talking about you wanna fight for a jacket, bro.
Oh, that clip.
Yeah, oh, and man. People are arguing between themselves, bro.
Hmm.
I said, yeah, wrap up if you hear these words. Bang. What? What's this guy talking about? I said, bang guy. Someone said, "Get." Do you know what this is? Getting hit with a malevolent shrine.
Oh, that's Sukuna's thing.
Who?
Yeah, that's Sukuna's domain expansion.
Oh, why is man talking about that in the comments, bro? Man said, "Get." Well, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, because his thing is a slut. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll be real.
It's an anime.
Yeah.
Bro, I've never heard that phrase. I'm like, malevolent what? Strike?
Malevolent shrine.
Shrine. Yeah. That is fun. Man said Bankai.
Nice. Brilliant.
These guys are funny still. I can't like, man spent good money on this coat. Can't keep giving my coat and buying new ones. Nah, bro. It's not about that. I felt like a lot of people missed the point. But then again, like, our boy said it himself. Like, he was like this at one point, like, when he was younger, innit? So,
the way he'll die for a coat.
Like, yeah, he was stubborn like that. Like, he won't take off the coat. Do you know what I mean, Pop?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
as time's gone by, like, we know that, like, bro, there's money to be made, bro. Forget a coat, bro. Not gonna lie, but let me look for that clip. It was in the old studio. You said something about love language applies to other Mandem.
Bro,
like,
I said,
why are you applying the love language to the Mandem, bro?
I said friends, bro. It's different.
If you said Mandem, I bang your chest, yeah?
Go on.
On camera, brother.
Go on. Go on. Fact, let me find a clip on Insta because I know exactly what I was wearing that day as well.
Nah, bro, man's got this, bro. Trust me. I literally like, why are you up?
I'm banging your chest if you're wrong, by the way. Facts.
So,
facts, bro.
Nah, I didn't agree to that.
Nah, it doesn't matter, bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Where was it? What was
it? It was love language, bro. It's in the old CD one.
I have to go scroll
the
way through.
Damn. Oh, fairs. I'm even all the way up here. I was wearing a Slazenger thing. Oh, there we go.
This might be a massive pause, yeah, but...
Oof.
Let me get ready. Do you think... Okay, out of all the things you mentioned, yeah, some of them... In fact, one of them probably applies to when you're with the Mandem.
I'm banging you,
sir. Wait.
Quality. Why are you applying my love language?
Wait.
No, because... Okay, what do you enjoy doing most with the Mandem?
Mandem again.
Wait.
Is that quality time? But that's to do with your friends.
That's quality time, though.
What are you trying to apply to me, bro? I'm not chill. What's this guy's trying to do? I'm just saying, like, quality time applies to both friendships and relationships. But what other love language do you have with your friends?
He even agreed.
What are you going to do? Physical touch.
Wait, so who's actually in the wrong?
Was he not originally
talking about the Mandem, though?
He agreed to what I said.
But you were talking about the Mandem.
You were talking about the Mandem, bro.
But he agreed. I said friends. And I used goals as an example there as well. And he agreed to what I said.
Bro.
Please.
Bro.
Judge. Jury.
This might be a massive pause, yeah.
The minute he said it might be a pause, you know who you're applying it to, bro.
Yeah, that's
Don't
true.
Even try it.
That's true stuff.
Wait, but then he agreed. So what does that make him?
No. Because when you broke it down, I was like, okay, cool, I get you, but it's still a pause.
What a What?
No. But anyway, back to the topic of that. You get me? Like, you ain't changed, bro. You're still on this mandem lovey-dovey stuff.
No, I'm just... Hugging's not that deep, bro.
I ain't ever.
Like, one of the mandem said it in the GC, bro. You're not going to dap me up on my wedding day, bro.
Yes, I will. I don't get why people...
Like, a hug is calm, bro. Man's married, like bro.
Like, man's gonna...
It's a whole new stage of life.
It's the one where you do the and then you... shoulder thing, you know?
Half-eyed hug. That's what that is.
I don't really call it that. I just feel like...
That's what it is, though, really.
That's what I do with my man.
You're just stepping up first.
No, but honestly, like, if it's a mad one, like, man will hug you, innit? I don't
care. That's wedding. Wedding is mad.
Like, I don't know. I don't really see it as mad. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's actually... Not gonna lie, this is gonna sound. It's actually an event, bro.
Oh hell no, man!
Nah, deeper.
Hell no!
Nah, deeper, bro. It's an event, bro. And we're just coming. Bro. Yeah, there's no tables. Man. There's no bottles. I mean, there might be bottles, but there's no bottles like that.
And like, bro, just... this is not take me home, bro. This is a wedding.
Shout platinum though. Platinum event on Instagram. We'll host your weddings. We'll host your birthdays. All of that, but nah, like, man, we'll do. Do you know what I mean? Like, you do the lovey-dovey stuff at first, and then after that, it's an event, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the reception's an event.
Yeah, like, at the first part, man, you get me.
That's a ceremony. That people hug you, maybe. When the, what are they called? The reverend or something? The person that reads out the vows.
Read out the vows.
You may kiss the bride and that. Like, get me the groomsman. Why would you not?
Might do a huddle, innit? Like, you know what I mean? In football.
A huddle. Hear him. Huddle. Do you agree with that?
No, do you not? Do you get what I'm saying though? Like, if the man, like, we're trying to all gas, you know, we might all, you know how they hit each other's head?
Okay, yeah, that's different.
Do you know what I mean?
That's different.
That's what I'm saying.
That's after though.
That's what I'm saying. After.
But there's nothing wrong with hugs, bro.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but I'm just saying, like, it's unlikely. Okay. Not that there's an issue. I just think it's unlikely. I think, like, we'll maybe dab you up.
Oh, so you don't have an issue with hugging your bridging?
No, of course not.
Exactly. So why not do it?
Nah, I'm just.
In fact, whoever gets married first, we'll see how it unravels in it. We'll see. I think it's normal. I can't actually. That's just a hug, bro. Like, what's. You get me, bro?
Yeah, Benzo will. You get married in that's normal.
What are you talking about?
We said your first thing.
You get time to draw you out. Like
anyway.
That's not a draw out, bro.
Okay.
I saw you've answered who would be first on the podcast, bro.
Did we?
Yeah,
we did.
And it was you.
It was me.
And we said it's you, bro. I said I'm last.
First.
It would be you, though, realistically.
Exactly. It would be you, then me.
Bro, times can change, bro. I'm telling you.
Of course, times can change, but like
as of right now,
as of characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, I've always said I'll be like
dog.
No, that's crazy. No, I said that I always marry late, bro.
Okay, first.
Yeah, I always marry late, have kids late, man.
Mm.
I don't see not the point, but I don't see myself doing it in my 20s, bro. But you never know, as you said, like, time can change, bro. The one could come, the one could be here. Who knows? But yeah, I wanted to recap this year, man. With you, man, based on the podcast, what we could have done better, what we've done well.
Yeah.
Just our achievements, innit, really? And I feel like this episode released on the first, it's like, raw, like, I said, every week we've been here, we've done an episode, we've released it. We've had barely any technical difficulties. That's praise the God, man. Do you know what I mean? That's crazy. Not a lot of people will be able to do 52 weeks down to North London. Do you know what I mean?
52 episodes.
52 episodes in a year, bro. It's crazy, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I just thought we should pat on the back for that, man. Do you know what I mean?
You don't want a hug, bro.
This guy's on a mad one.
No, the first achievement of the year was was it the live show? That's late though.
That's late, man. That's October, bro.
Yeah, but what did we achieve before then?
We got a good guest. We got two good guests.
Okay.
There's only two this year.
Oof.
Yeah, it has to be. Audrey, I mean, obviously we had our man them as well, but like,
yeah,
we only had two guests.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we could do better. Maybe get more guests.
Yeah.
T Muller is a. That's a crazy guest to get. Audrey's a good guest to get as well. Shout out to them. Yeah, I think we could have got more guests though. Obviously, that's down to us, but you know, this way is really.
It's something we'll do better.
Yeah.
In 2024, anyways. You know what I mean?
Obviously, so, we've done podcasts with other people now. Do you know what I mean? That's another good thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, collaborating.
Featuring,
Do you know what I mean? Being a feature, that's a good thing as well, man. Do you know what I mean?
Couple sponsorships
as well. I mean, YouTube's doing all right. There's a lot to be proud of. Do you know what I mean? Can't complain, man. Just gotta keep pushing, really.
And then the live show.
And then live show for sure, man.
Which was arguably the highlight. Arguably.
That's the highlight for me, man. I'm not gonna lie. As much as I say that, oh yeah, I wanna wait another year or 2 years before we do the next one. But do you know what I mean? That's the highlight for me still. Just having people in the crowd wanting us to win, basically.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, that was a crazy thing. That's a crazy experience. But not a lot of people get to go on stage and do what I guess they love, innit?
Mm. they paid their actual hard-earned bread to come and...
Ugh, that's a thing you love, bro.
Well, you don't love the podcast, bro.
Do you know what I mean? I said it, bro, innit? So,
I mean... But yeah... They paid their hard-earned bread. More people than we expected.
No, for real, man.
Turned up and they were supporting us. So, and like I said it the other day as well at the staycation when my cousin asked me. Like, as soon as it happened, after it happened, we didn't really deep what we'd done. Yeah. I think it was a few days after, maybe even a bit longer after, that we actually deeped, like, raw. Like, we hosted a live event. Like, people like dedicate their Saturday night to come and see us. And we entertained them and they enjoyed it.
It's actually mad. Like, the more I talk about it later on, it's like, rah, like, man, we actually did that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a memory for life, man.
Mm.
It's a memory for life. Even if you don't do it again, bro, it's a memory for life.
We will do it again.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a memory still. Mm.
That's
definitely the year, though. I feel like, in terms of, like, what we could do better, I think we've all said it already, like TikTok, maybe be more consistent with that.
Mm-hmm.
Guests.
Yeah, I think definitely guests.
Definitely guests. Obviously, we've tried to get a few guests. Obviously, things haven't worked out, you know, schedules and all that. Mm. But, do you know what I mean? Next year, no excuses, man.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you lot want to see a specific guest, just comment that, man. You know what I mean? Obviously, we need you lot to help us out with comments. Let us know who you want to see. Do you know what I mean?
Serious candidates as well, by the way. Like,
yeah, don't just say, oh, yeah, can I get my sister on the put?
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Mm.
But yeah, like, help us out. Let us know who you want to see. Let us know what we're doing well as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But outside of that, how was you lot's year?
I've actually thought about this as well. Like, before I was saying that it wasn't a great year. And I feel like that's because I'm comparing it to my year before.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the year before, like, I had done a lot of things, and like, I got a new car, I graduated, new job. Do you know what I mean? There was just a lot of things. Do you know what I mean? But this year, like, I got a new job. I got a new car. Do you know what I mean? I'm still in a career, man. Mm-hmm. I'm still pushing forward. So I sold out like how many events this year? Do you know what I mean? So everything's pushing forward, man. All glory to God.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? I learned how to DJ. Obviously, I don't really do it as much. Like, that was just a hobby for me. But, do you know what I mean? I learned how to DJ. Do you know what I mean? I've DJed at an event. I can say that.
It's a skill.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. It's just about growing, really. I'm young. So, yeah, I can't complain about this year. Obviously, there's been a few L's. I had a car crash. But, you know, you push and you live on, man. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. For me, the year has been all right, man. I'm not going to lie. I can't complain.
I think,
can't complain, man.
Yeah, I think my year this year was better than 2022. It's 2022, and like you was doing, I was comparing it to 2022. I feel like a lot of people do that anyways. And I was thinking, what have I done in 2022? And I thought, this year, there's a lot more standout achievements. Got a job, graduated. What else did I do? Learning a new skill. You lot might find about that later. I just found myself being more free, sort of thing. Like, before, I was more frugal in terms of spending, but because I was like, still in uni, ain't got a job yet, stable income's not really there. But I just felt like Christmas, sort of thing. Even with like gifting family members, I've always been like, let me get her that. Not too expensive. Let me get her that. This year, I was like, Mum, what do you want? First thing she said, I went out and got it straight away. Sister, what do you want? Went out and got it straight away. Dad, what do you want? And it was just free. Like, I could just get people gifts, even gifts that I haven't got for people before. I was like, you know what? Just take that sort of thing. Just, I feel more, yeah, able to do the things that I couldn't have done before sort of thing. So, yeah, just grateful. So I think this year's much better because I'm much better in terms of the position I'm in physically with gym as well, mentally, financially, everything. So, yeah. Glad it's God, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's here, man. My year. And it was calm still, you know. Uni. That was tough. Especially because I wanted to drop out, like, when we were changing. I was like, I'm done with uni.
Yeah.
So the fact that I actually graduated. Yeah, just feel like I've grown a lot as a person during this year. Mm. Tough times, you know, never last, but you can learn stuff from them. And I think I have. And then, yeah, I think this year just set me up much better for next year. Do you know what I'm saying? You will make the same mistakes. And yeah, just as simple as that. I feel like I'm prepared more for next year now.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been a good year. It's been a good year.
It's good that we can all say that the year went relatively well. Yeah. Rather than someone saying, oh, 2022 was better than 2023. So like the progression is still there.
Yeah.
From all three of us sort of thing. But I wanted to ask, what's one thing that you lot want 2024 to have that you didn't necessarily have in 2023 or even other previous years? Outside of what you mentioned.
I mean, the quickest answer that came to her was more money, you know. But I mean, but like, on a serious thing, like, I'm like, maybe in terms of business, maybe more like more events, man.
Mm.
More sold out events. Mm,
amen.
Like, working on that. I'm trying to work on like my marketing for that, make people want to come.
Mm.
And then actually have a good time there. Do I mean, like, making an experience? Do I mean,
yeah. Mine's a bit shallow, but I'm going to say travel, but I want more highlights sort of thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've traveled, but I didn't put anything on my highlights sort of thing. And I want 2024 to be more, you get me? Colourful, man. Like, more country sort of thing. I'm, like, it sounds like I'm just doing stuff for
Insta.
I can't lie, to a certain extent, I'm actually doing it. But at the same time, I want to travel more anyways.
Did you see that?
Exactly. I was going to lead to that as well. Yeah, exactly.
You know what it is though? With that tweet, yeah, the guy, what he said, that, I can't remember what he said word for word, but like, he said something like, oh, stay away from the girls that have all the Insta highlights with different countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
For me, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I agree in it, like, you got what he was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he weren't trying to say he's, to me, I didn't take it as he's broke. I didn't take it as that. But you know what it means, like, if bare, she just got bare highlights traveling, like, bro, like, that ain't your lane, innit? Like, cool, she can do that. Focus on your lane. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't say that he's broke, innit? I got what he was trying to say, innit? But yeah,
man. I don't get dragged into something that you're not prepared for.
Yeah, like, she's telling you travel this month. You're like, bro, man, just chill, man. But then again, I feel like that's some people's thing, innit? Like, a lot of people like to travel.
Yeah.
Me, personally, as much as I like to get into traveling, right now, like, I really couldn't care less about traveling. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like it's just about meeting your match, really. So, yeah, I feel like the hate that I got was a bit mad, so, for something that a lot of men then will get.
One thing 1B must have replied was, oh, like, just because you go to Dubai, put on your highlights, don't make you somebody or something like that.
See, no, just checking. It doesn't make you somebody?
Yeah, she said sound along them lines. I'm like, what? Like,
I don't know.
If a man wants to go to Dubai and puts on his Insta highlights, bro.
Oh, well, I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Let him do that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was saying, oh, like, don't mean you have money or something like that.
I'm okay. Yeah, cool.
That doesn't mean everyone that's going to go and do that is now broke, because that's false. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to stop me from doing it if I'm going to do it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, yeah, like, I ain't taking as if, like, they're rich, but, like, for me, I'd rather go with, not that they haven't traveled the world. Like, that's cool, but for me, I'll be like, cool. I'm cool with that. You know, like, you can do your thing. And then, like, I'd rather go with someone that is trying to be like me, explore the world later on. You know? Simple as that, man. It's not as if I can't do it. It's about I ain't done it yet.
Yeah. But at the same time, there's something about traveling when you're young that I feel like you can't really tap into when you're a bit older, sort of thing. I feel like
we've got years.
I feel like traveling when you're young is just, it hits a little bit different.
Yeah, because you could be more free, I guess. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, we got years, bro. Like, for me, I think what I'm trying to stop doing is trying to rush life.
Yeah.
Or, like, compare myself to those that are doing it. Do you know what I mean? No, my time will come. So, I ain't going to rush myself to go and travel to, I don't know, Bali now. Just to say, oh, yeah, I've been Bali. I can take Insta snaps or whatever. Yeah. But, like, man didn't do Bali properly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah. I ain't going to rush myself, man. When I want to do it properly, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Simple as that, but yeah.
It even reminds me, I don't want to get too deep in it, but because I saw something and it was like, as soon as I realised that everything will happen, like when it's supposed to happen in terms of God, like God will give it to you when it's your time to have it, you stop stressing about trying to get it quick or trying to rush and do this, that and the other, like comparison or whatever it is. Like if you just carry on doing what you're doing, it's going to come.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not really a thing where, oh, I can't wait to have this, I can't wait to have this. You just wait, bro. Just continue what you're doing. And then
it's hard, though. But
it is hard. I get it is hard. It's hard. It's very, very hard. Especially in our...
In our
generation. Yeah, like, man. It is mad hard. I think harder than ever. But at the same time, do you know what I mean? Like, that spirit of, what is it? Delayed gratification. I find it so hard to tap into that. So hard. Like, to not buy this because, you get me? Maybe I can buy something better in the future. Like, I want that now, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Get me? I've given into that so many times, even recently. Do you know what I mean? It's hard, but you know what I mean? It's what it is.
You gotta learn, man. But at the end of the day, that's the whole point of life, man. You learn as you grow, man. So I don't regret anything. Just got to keep moving forward, really.
Yeah. You know what I mean,
man?
Yeah.
But yeah, how was your last week, though? Other than Christmas, what was your last week?
What's today's day? I came home yesterday from staycation. I've just been sleeping, bro. Like I said, yesterday I was up till 6 a.m. Checkout was 10. So I got like 2 hours sleep, had to pack. And then obviously my French cousins came to my crib, so they're there now. So I slept last night, but it's just really just been about like getting me talking, whatever it is, downstairs, just being with the guests. So I ain't really lived like my normal life since like the 23rd. So yeah, just been busy, man. Just eating, films.
Yeah, I've been eating bae, you know.
Eating. And the thing is, yeah, I used to think it was weird, but I feel like a few people are the same. I can eat the same food for so many days in a row, like bro.
I can, but I don't like that. No.
Depends on what food.
Like, I'm talking like jollof white rice, I'm actually.
Yeah, I can eat that every day.
I can do that for like a week straight, yeah. Probably even longer.
Like, what? So you can do jollof rice 7 days a week?
Yes.
Yeah,
I can do that. Man, I actually get tired of food, man. Like, I
swear.
As much as I can, but I'll just be upset eating it, man.
Upset? Man.
I'll be upset, bro.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Like even at work when I eat breakfast, like I'm getting. Like, I had to switch up. Like I'll switch up the eggs. I'll be fried one day. But recently I've just been eating fried because it's more calories. But before I'd eat scrambled, then there's another one I'd eat and it's fried. Then I changed it to another one. I can't remember. Or I'd eat oats. Do you know what I mean? I hate eating the same thing like repetitively.
Wait, is fried egg and sunny side up are the same thing, innit?
Sunny side up and fried eggs are the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just about like what you want done in it. Well done.
Sunny you side might up. Like it runny. I don't get
runny
guys.
Eggs.
Yeah, like as in like sunny side up runny eggs.
I'm not. Gonna, I'm not. I don't have a preference.
Yeah,
it?
I could eat all of them.
Swear.
Yeah, I could eat all of them. I think runny eggs would be my least preferred, but I will still eat it. If someone put it in front of me.
I don't like yolk. I'll be real. Can't
yolk.
Yeah, like even like
from boiled egg.
Nah, sunny side up. Like how it's in the middle of the thing. Like, I can't even like flipping.
Oh, at the restaurant.
Yeah, for these things. Like, I was like, who wants the yolk? I don't like it. Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't even runny.
I don't like it anyways.
Fair enough.
I'll try to eat it still. Pause.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah. It's
not just... really a pause, is it?
You've made it one.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm going to eat it.
Nice. Brilliant. You're an eater. Own it, bro. No, don't stop now.
What the heck?
Reveling it, bro.
What the heck? I forgot about Philly's birthday, man. That was a good time with the man then.
That was
a good time with the man then. That's another thing that I think we should do next year, man. Just link up with the man then more.
Bro, have you been in goals this year?
Forget goals, man. We're too old.
Not even. What are you talking about? Too old to play football? Nah, man.
I don't know why we haven't, to be fair.
But how about the gym, bro? Let's do that. I ain't gone to the gym with no one other than one person. I ain't gone to the gym with anybody or any of the man then, bro.
Neither have I.
Travis.
And like you said, they'll probably even push you more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that's competition, bro.
Do you know what I mean? So... Yeah, I really need to go back. Damn. I'm even dreading the first session back. Like,
no, I don't dread
even nothing, pull-ups. Bro. Like, oh.
I ain't gonna lie. Like this week as well, I feel to pat my back on the show. What's the phrase?
Yeah.
Pat
yourself on the back.
Give myself a pat on the back. Jim, I ain't missed a week.
Ferris.
I ain't missed a week this year. Mostly, you see the gains in it. You know what I mean? I saw it in the comment section.
He was loving it. He was smiling off in it.
You know what I mean?
Did you reply to that, G?
I don't control YouTube and all that.
No, bro. You don't control it.
No. We're talking about act.
my days.
You know I mean, like, when you stay consistent with something, you see the growth, man. So,
yeah.
Next year, hopefully, I'm going to put out there. It's not manifestation, innit? Like, you just speak. The tongue is powerful, innit, in my religion. So, I will see that, over 10K on TikTok in the next year.
Amen. Yeah, we even need to do that. 2024 goals. Do you remember? Because we did it last year.
Yeah, I did it. I checked mine.
That's it for the podcast.
Yeah, I did mine still. For the podcast still. I checked out.
I haven't finished mine, to be fair.
For 2023?
Four.
I'm saying 2023. Did you do 2023?
I've had it. I don't know where it is. I haven't ticked anything off.
Yeah, I ticked off still.
I'm sure we've done some.
Yeah, for me, mine was... I'm not going to get into the numbers of the actual streams and all that, but... My thing was get 10K on TikTok. We didn't do that, which is fine. Do that next year, no worries. Said 3K on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, didn't get that, but you know, maybe next year.
Mm.
Said 2K on Insta. Didn't do that, but you know. Get to 700 by the end of the year. Hopefully, if you're not listening, just go follow us quickly.
Yeah, well, one like 690 or something.
Yeah, 10 more till 700. So go do that for us, please. Follow us.
Thank you.
I said live show 2023. We done that.
Thank God.
Have multiple or a big guest. We done that.
Thank God.
Do you know what I mean? And not miss a week of uploading. We did that as well. Thank God. Can't complain, man.
You know what I mean?
We checked off three still.
Yeah. Get me. Still progress at the end of the day.
Do you know what I mean? You get what you know what I mean? You do what you got to do. So
we're just trying to tick off more. What I didn't do this year is watch United play, even though they're playing terrible right now. But how I am, like, I want to go to the games regardless. So 2024, I definitely got to see more live football matches. Probably live sports matches because I want to watch Wimbledon if I can. I'm not sure.
I want to watch Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I want to go there so bad.
Mm, but like, you had to enter a ballot in November to try and get tickets. I tried. Didn't get in. But I mean, the last minute things ain't cheap though.
I'm fine with waiting until I'm up. To go to Wimbledon.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to step there clean still.
Aye. You're saying you want to wear a watch to Wimbledon. That's what it's basically.
Watch polo.
Yeah, literally a polo, innit? That's what I'm meant to wear a polo to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, man.
Live sports games.
For me, next year is going to be a big year, man. I'll be wrong. I feel I'm feeling lucky still.
Lucky?
I'm joking. I'll leave him good. What's this? I think feeling lucky is a bit of a... What's the word? Contradiction to what you believe.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
it's still a thing, though. But you know what I mean? Like,
I hear you still, but I think it's a contradiction.
It is, but like, I felt lucky though.
Nah.
At some points, you never felt lucky.
Nah, it's all good.
If you ever feel lucky, it's all good. If you're a Christian,
so you never felt lucky. You never thought, rah, that was lucky.
I thought that was good.
Guys are capping. No, big man thing, bro. You actually have to start thinking like that, man. Yeah, like, it ain't luck, bro. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, in a GC, like, you said bare stuff is lucky. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Like, man's not going to sit, like, cool. For example, Chelsea getting a penalty in the 90-something minute.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, as a Christian, you should say, that's good. Oh my god. But then again, it's like sports, so you mean anything can happen. But you know what I mean? Like, you can still say, yeah, it's good. That's the right thing to say. But for me, yeah, even talking about God, like, man's trying to strengthen my faith, man. I feel like this year, as much as I was going to church, I feel like it's still my connection with my relationship dipped a bit from last year. Last year, I was really close with God. This year, I feel like it took a bit of a dip. Not sure why, but you know, it's life at the end of the day, man. It's actually life. You actually live and learn, man.
Yeah, actually, deep that. Going to church every week doesn't necessarily correspond with...
It doesn't correspond with a relationship, man. Relationship. It don't at all. To be fair. It don't.
You know what I mean? Because there's actually been like a few times where I've gone to church and I'm just not really there.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm hearing what's being said, but I ain't listening. Like, my mind is somewhere else. And I'm like, raw, why is my mind not here? No, look at the next person. They look so much more engrossed in what's being said. I'm like, am I daydreaming? Like, am I not listening? Am I not locked in, sort of thing? So, yeah, something to work on for sure still.
What is with me that I'm actually proud of is, like, every New Year or, like, 31st New Year's Eve, I will have to cross over in church.
Yeah.
I think there was a time, COVID obviously stopped at one point.
Yeah.
I think they were doing it online, but I didn't do that. Online wasn't for me. But, yeah, other than that, like, I'll cross over with church, bro. Or crossover, with church, bro. I'm like, I'm just like, I can't drop that now. It's just in me. It'll feel weird not going to church, which I'm happy about. And I feel like, I just hope that with our generation, we don't let our religion die. Or another thing that I don't want us to die is like our culture. Do you know what I mean? A lot of us can't speak the language.
I feel like that will.
It's going to happen.
That will inevitably die, yeah.
It's going to happen, man. It's sad, that's going to die.
But that's not our fault, I'll be real.
It's not.
That's our parents' fault.
That's our parents' fault, for sure.
Simple as.
But I'm still, because I was talking to my brother. My brother was like, bro, would you go to Nigeria and live there? I was like, yeah, man. That man said I can get a maid 30,000 a month, bro. 30,000 naira.
Naira, yeah.
You know how much that is, bro? Bro, you don't want to know how much that is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's like, let me do the math. I don't want to do my head. Let me give you an accurate number.
Something like that, actually. Like, do the numbers. I can't even.
It's like £24 a month, bro.
Is that actually how much it is?
I think the pound is like worth 1.2 right now.
It's mad.
Let's say it's 1.2.
Then a maid is definitely not that much.
It's 30,000 a month.
It's definitely cheap, bro.
Yeah, I know it's cheap, but £20, like £25 a month.
It's 30,000 naira. That's what I got told.
It's mad, bro. That's what I got told. I'm telling you, it's mad.
That's what I got told, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I would have lived there, though. I'm not gonna lie,
bro. Man would live there. For me, it's like it don't make sense to me. Why struggle here? Obviously, we're young, so it's like obviously it's inevitable, isn't it? When we get older, hopefully we don't struggle. We're not struggling. But like, why not live it like a king in Nigeria?
Why not live like a king in Nigeria?
Like a king in Nigeria, then live here and be
king in relative speaking. Sense. Yeah, relative sense. Because
even if it's relative, bro, who you talking to?
Yeah, but it's
you're living like a king in Nigeria, bro. You got someone cooking for you 24/7, bro. Cleaning your house, bro.
I hear it.
Driver.
You got a driver. Do you know what I mean? Like
gated crib.
The cribs are bigger. You got a mansion, bro. Or you could
just move out of London.
But, no, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're in your home country, bro. There's no I'm not gonna say that I've experienced it all the time, which I don't, but there's no racism, there's no nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's feeling welcomed. Obviously, I feel like there's a new thing now where if you are born here, the locals are not, the Nigerians there aren't really accepting of us in it because obviously we weren't born there.
Yeah.
But as time comes in, you get me, that'll pass over, that'll fade in it. But for me, of course I'll live there, man.
I hear it, but
I'll live there for sure.
I've been in this country for 20 plus years, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just comfortable here. As much as you're saying we'll struggle a lot less over there, true, but it's just I'm just so used to doing everything here that I just don't think
you would have
I'd be very comfortable there.
You'd have a culture shock there, which is ironic because you're actually from that
place. Yeah, exactly.
Which is mad.
Yeah, it's mad.
Which is mad. I don't like that.
Connor, it'd be so weird seeing black people everywhere, bro.
That sounds mad. That sounds mad. But it's so true.
Honestly.
It's actually so true. It's true still.
Oh my gosh.
Even though we'll just have to adopt it, you get me? But Nah, my mom will go there. Like, I'm not saying I'll live there for the rest of my life, but I won't live there. Like, I have to live there.
I'll have a house there.
I'll have a house and I'll have to live there. Minimum, like, 6 months. Just to get to know my culture. Like, I don't know why I've always been like this, but, like, man likes my culture, bro. I like my culture a lot, man. Like, I need to get more embedded into it, man.
Yeah, what I would do is I would take my kids back there as often as I can, whether it's, like, once a year in the summer holidays or whatever. So they're tapped in with their culture as well. But living there, I just don't see it. I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's appealing to our parents because they were born there.
Yeah.
They did, what, 25 to 30 years of their, like, early life there. So that, like, it's appealing to them. And it's always been home to them, even though they've been here for how many years, sort of thing.
Mm.
But for us that were born in London, bro, like, this is all we know, really. So the culture shock, I don't think everyone's going to be able to handle that or want to go through that, to be fair.
No, yeah, like, I'll be real, with my kids, yeah, I've been thinking, like, maybe I'll actually send them there when they're young so that, like, they learn the language, you know what I mean? Which is mad. It's upsetting because I can't speak it.
Mm. But,
like,
yeah.
I would want them to know their language, like, know your culture, bro, know your roots.
I mean, it's not too late for us to learn, I'm not going to lie.
You can still teach yourself, bro.
Exactly, your parents.
Like, yeah. Before I left it, like, I'm not going to learn it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to learning it, bro. I'm gonna, I picked up words here and there. Like, man knows a bit of it, but nowhere near enough for me to know, like, if I'm getting robbed. Like, if I'm in the whip and they talk about, yo, rob this British youth, bro. Like, man's not, I don't know that, do you know what I mean? But man will learn the language, still. I have to learn it still, do you know what I mean?
I mean,
it even looks lit, man. I've got a few people there right now, man.
Yeah, it's true, 30 December. My thing is, I understand pretty much all of it, or let's just say 90%, because there's still a phrase here and there that I just don't know what that means. But, I mean, learning it would be great. Shit, I was going to say, if you marry someone who's fluent, that could help as well.
No,
because your kids will definitely be able to speak it. She could teach you as well.
Mm.
I mean, what are the chances of you marrying someone that's fluent in Yoruba at the same time, sort of thing? But that would be another ideal dynamic as well.
Could you mind move to another country right now?
No, not right now.
Within the next, like, we're young, bro, you know. Yeah, like, I'm not gonna lie, within the one or two years, bro.
No, I can't. It
depends.
For work.
Depends how long for.
Depends on the salary they're offering, bro. If it's a good salary and they'll cover, like they'll help me look for a house and stuff. They'll have a place for me and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's tempting.
Yeah, that's tempting, I'll be real.
Yeah, if they say, like, yeah, we've got a contract out here for you a year long, I'll go.
Oh, if it's a year long, yeah, 100%.
100%
go. If it's temporary, I'll go 100%.
Yeah, living.
No, for, like, sure it'll be temporary, but, like, as in, like, it has to be like a minimum of a year.
I would go.
Yeah, minimum year, calm.
Yeah.
If you said minimum 5, no.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't move anywhere for minimum 5 years.
Do you know what I mean?
No, hell no.
Yeah. Because I just feel like I missed too much.
I've missed too much. Yeah. Like, no, I'm good. But that's FOMO.
It is.
Yeah.
It's got us in a flipping chokehold.
I'd go though. Don't sneak me.
Depends where, still. I want to go somewhere that's got same or better. Oh, swear down.
2-0.
Swear down.
That was quality header still.
Who is it?
Who is this guy? Mavropanos.
Defender, oh.
Yeah.
Mavropanos?
Yeah.
Gonna have to put it up still.
Shy. Look at Gabriel's head. 55.
Hand on head.
If Gabriel's friend his hands around 55th minute.
Oh my God, let me put it on.
This guy.
55th minute?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, West Ham are dangerous though.
But when they smoked us and then people were thinking that, obviously, we're rubbish, but, like, still, they're a dangerous team. Yeah, they're a dangerous team.
Master, that's Rice's old team. Oh my days.
That's why they're doing it, bro.
Oh my days.
Arsenal took their captain, bro, and got smoked them.
Oh my days. Arsenal got their main team on, though.
That's a title over. Who's first in Liverpool?
Liverpool, by 2 points.
Yeah, they're first, yeah.
Ah! Brighton 4, Tottenham 2.
Yeah, against Smokes.
I knew I should have.
Ah. But Tino was crazy. I feel like they'll come back though. I'm not gonna lie.
To Arsenal?
Yeah,
like, in the 55th minute, bro.
I can't lie. I've seen too many nonsense.
I'm pretty sure West Ham had situations. They scored before and they got ruled out.
Arsenal.
No, West Ham.
Oh,
yeah.
So they scored 3 goals.
Yeah, I think so. There was definitely a VAR.
That's a title run over. This guy's got no faith, bro. What the hell? You're 2 points off top, and if City win, you're tied with them on points, bro.
City are like, what, fourth?
City are fourth. Yeah, they got a game in hand.
But this is City's time, though. That's what I'm saying, bro. They're not panicking. The Bruyne's are coming back.
Every year, City get into this mold where they just win, like,
where they run through teams. This is that time. This is that time.
It's ridiculous.
And this is where Arsenal fall off as well. They start losing composure. Every year.
They're at home.
Yeah, it's a long day still.
Who's at home, Arsenal?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's not title run over, but it's definitely a major setback still. Because they're not even first. Liverpool are first, but I mean,
we're still... I ain't going to lie, I'm happy though. Like, still in December. I can't see Arsenal win the Premier League. I'll actually mess my head
Unfortunately,
up.
I can.
Mm.
For a long time, I thought about it, and I thought, nah, they'll crumble. Nah, they ain't
They're gonna. I don't think
they'll win it this year.
I don't think they'll win it under Arteta.
I think they've got the minerals. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, I don't think they'll win it under Arteta.
Because if you deep it, yeah, cool. I can't say about the injuries, but bro, like last year they were actually scary. I'm not gonna lie.
To Arsenal?
Yes.
Yeah, but I always knew that was gonna happen.
I knew
to
they
them.
Weren't gonna win, but I
won. That was injuries. They didn't just crumble.
No, they did.
No.
They did.
When they had their full team, they weren't crumbling, bro.
It doesn't matter. They're still. You're saying the full team. It was only Saliba that was like the major.
Bro, he's the best defender.
But Messi ain't got De Bruyne on that. We can't say that they're not gonna win the league.
Do you get it? Haaland wasn't even playing the other day.
If City lose Rodri, they're in trouble. It's the same thing.
Nah.
They lost like 4 or 5 games by Rodri.
Yeah, but we can still confidently say they're still a scary team regardless. Bro.
I can't put my hand on heart and say City win the league right now. Without De Bruyne.
Right, I ain't gonna lie.
I can't say it.
If City win this one and they win 4 in a row.
Yeah, it's
peak.
Still.
It's peak. Like,
that's why they can't win it. That's why they can't win it.
No debate.
Nothing.
So it has to be Liverpool still. I'm on Liverpool still.
I don't want Liverpool to win. I hate Liverpool so much.
I think the best thing right now is for Liverpool to win, for me personally.
Unfortunately.
Or Aston Villa.
They're not going to win it.
I know they're not.
I think they can get top 4 though.
Yeah.
I think they can.
I think they'll fall off.
After yesterday's performance, was it yesterday or today?
Yeah, they played so bad.
Bro, but they don't really play that well away from home, to be fair.
Oh, that is true. No, which one? Oh, yeah, they have the good home record.
Home record is
bad.
Yeah. So I think I'll carry them.
Yeah, they might come fourth. Top 4 is going to be a real battle, but yeah, Arsenal under Arteta, they're not going to win anything, in my opinion.
I had the same stance for a long time, but I'm not going
to
lie. Like,
they're not going to win anything. He's not the man to take them forward. He's not the
under
man.
Arteta.
I think they can.
No way.
He's done well. He's not the man to help them cross the line.
Who is?
I don't know, but it's not him. He doesn't have to do it.
Remember, they were eighth.
He doesn't have to do
last
it.
Last year was more or less a title charge.
It doesn't matter.
This year they're in the same position.
Bro, you know they were like 10 points ahead.
Yeah, they were.
That's a bottle.
Bro, who do they have at that point, though?
Who do you mean, who do they have? Stop saying their full team. They had the majority of their team.
They had the majority of their team.
Like 10 to 12 points ahead of City, bro.
Who do they have?
Who didn't they have?
What does that mean?
Saliba wasn't there.
That's it. I'm telling you, bro.
City lost Rodri. They lost five games.
I think they didn't have Saliba. They didn't have like Tomiyasu.
Tomiyasu wasn't even playing well for them last season.
Yeah, but they had like no backup. If I don't know. They just had no backups and stuff like that.
I don't care.
Exactly.
You're 12 points ahead of City and you drop them and lose.
The thing is, last season I wasn't really deep in how important it is if you lose an important player, but can't lie, bro. City lost Rodri and they lost every game. Like, it should show you.
It's not the same, bro.
It more or less is.
Bro, look where City are now, bro.
They haven't got De Bruyne.
They're fourth of a game. Exactly.
And we all know.
So you're saying Rodri's more important than De Bruyne?
It's not that far away. It's pretty tough. I'm not gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm telling you, Rodri is a very good player.
He's not the best in the league.
Exactly.
DM. He's the best DM in the league.
Like, but his and De Bruyne's importance is not as far as apart as you think it is.
No, I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying, like, bro, for them to lose Saliba and they drop 12 points and let City catch up was a bottle show, bro.
It's a bottle job.
And that's down to players and Arteta, bro. For sure, Arteta.
Now, if he doesn't win it this year...
That means, like, he's won nothing again.
Do you get it? Just like...
Well, what did they win last year? Like, Community Shield?
Yeah. No, did they win? They won that this year, didn't they? They won that this year.
So maybe they won should have like four years. Maybe FA Cup.
So he's not the man. He's not the man to help him cross the line, man.
I mean, I haven't seen a team win the league without important players. I haven't. That year, Liverpool won. Bro, if Van Dijk was injured, do you think they would have won that league? Or the Champions League? Or Salah? It's the same importance level. Saliba. I'm telling you. Like, niggas need their main players to win stuff, you know? Like, it doesn't happen without it, bro. I'm telling you. They do. I'm telling you. Like, it doesn't work.
So if Arsenal lose Saka now, you should consider their season done.
They are pissed, bro.
Nah, bro.
If they lose Saka, if they lose Rice, if they lose Saliba.
But you wouldn't say that for Haaland.
If they lose Haaland?
If City lose Haaland, you wouldn't say that.
The thing is, they score goals without him anyway.
Which is like, so why is it?
They won the league before they even came.
Yeah, but why is it? Okay, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. I can't argue that because they won it. But bro, if they lose Haaland, they've lost. That means they've not got Haaland. They haven't got De Bruyne.
Mm-hmm. No one's worried, bro. We're still thinking, yo, these guys are coming for the league, bro.
But they've got Alvarez. And he still scores crazy goals. Bro, they, like I just said, they won the league before he came. I'm telling you, they don't, okay. He's an important player, but they can win it without him. Like, his importance is not on the same level as Rodri's or De Bruyne's. I'm not going to lie, it's not. They can't win the league without Rodri or De Bruyne.
That's good they don't even have another CDM.
They're fourth, bro.
They can't win without De Bruyne. They never have.
They're fourth, bro.
Exactly.
And they got a game in hand, and I'm sure it's against like Luton.
If De Bruyne worked on ACL and it was out till next year, they ain't going to win. I put money on it. They ain't going to win.
Are you dumb?
They won't win, I'm telling you.
This guy fried.
They're still in the Champions League. They're still in like...
Every time they've won, he's been there.
They're not in
I don't know what they're not in.
Carabao. They're not in Carabao.
Bro, they're going to have games upon games. They're going to need De Bruyne back. Can we roll?
Yeah, if they had Gundogan.
Oh, yeah. If Gundogan, he's gone as well. True beans.
Remember that last game of the season against Villa?
Yeah.
He was integral in that game. Yeah, he's gone beans. To Barca. I'm telling you, without De Bruyne, they ain't winning, bro. They were game points. Third, second, they ain't winning. I can tell you that. Which is why I've given Arsenal somewhat a bit of grace. Because I was there saying they bottled last season as well, but that Saliba injury was bad. It was bad. It's the same as Rodri. You know
I mean? Look at us. That's with like Lissandro Martinez. You haven't heard him like all season.
Do you get it? We've been leaking goals from like it's nothing. Maguire's gone. He was playing well. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's peak. Got that. What's his name? Flipping. Kwambala. How do you say his name?
Yeah.
19 from the academy. Oh, man. Everyone needs the important players to win.
Chai, Martinelli and Zinchenko off 63rd minute. Don't talk about important players, man. These guys are getting swapped off in the 63rd minute.
Who?
Martinelli and Zinchenko.
Who did you bring
it on? Nketiah and I can't remember the other person.
That's the thing about Arteta, he panics.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He does panic. He's done it bare times. But I mean,
did you not see... Oh my days, what was I going to say? Oh, now I have to remember, you know. I did this on Dead Man's Podcast as well.
Yeah, you did.
Yo, yeah, cool. Someone tweeted, flipping, what was it? They tweeted that, I think it was a girl. It was a guy, one of the two. Something about, someone that they were chopping last year, yeah. That they're now engaged 11 months later. Is that mad?
Oh, I saw this.
It was a bit more explicit. They said that there's nothing inside of her, innit?
She's engaged.
She's now engaged 11 months later. Is that mad?
I personally think it is, but I believe that type of thing is possible. Do you know what I'm saying? You could just meet the person that was meant for you and then straight away hit it off.
For me, I feel like the person that tweeted is bitter.
He's down terrible.
I think you're down terrible. Because what's your business?
Lich.
You're a neek. Why are you tweeting that? I don't get that.
The thing is, he's a neek for tweeting it, but not thinking it. Because we'd all think the same thing. 11 months.
That's not that deep. I'm not going to lie. You can get married in 6 months, bro.
Really?
Depending on your age, bro.
I wonder how old he is and how old.
Depending on your age. Like if you're 30, 32, 35, you meet someone, you both hit off. And like you're madly now, like if you're both moving serious, do you know what I mean? Like we know as guys, like if you're moving serious or not, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know if you're moving serious. If you're both moving serious,
You can get that done in 6 to 8 months, bro. No cap.
The only reason I wouldn't feel as bad is because if she got engaged 11 months later, he must have been done with her soon after he's done his thing.
If he got engaged 11 months later.
You get it?
No, sorry.
Repeat. So if he's chopped her 11 months prior,
yeah,
and she's got engaged 11 months later,
yeah,
they must have cut ties soon after they chopped.
They had to because exactly. Like, if it's 11 months ago, then...
Do you get me?
It's not as if it was like, did it last week. Because exactly. I saw a girl tweet the same thing, like, oh yeah, someone that was trying to move to me like a few months ago is now engaged.
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, again, you're a neat for tweeting that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait. The girl who tweeted it...
It was a guy.
Oh, the guy who tweeted it.
Yeah.
The girl he chopped...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is now engaged.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it's just a girl that chopped, that's been chopping, and now those two are engaged 11 months later.
No.
Oh.
He chopped a girl.
And then she's engaged 11 months.
She's now engaged.
Okay, that's crazy, I'll be real.
But my thing is, crazy. After 11 months, how have you not found someone else, bro?
But that's crazy still.
Yeah, but like, if you've got someone else, you wouldn't deep it as much. To go and tweet it, you wouldn't. Let's be real. You wouldn't, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't tweet it. 11 months,
you would have found someone else.
I wouldn't tweet it at all.
Exactly. But even thinking about it, you wouldn't can't lie, I'd be deep thinking it that much.
I would.
11 months.
I would.
A year.
Engaged.
A year.
Engaged.
Though. Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Engaged.
I still think it's calm. I think he's a neat for tweeting it, but I think it's calm. But I ain't saying it's calm that you won't think about it. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, we don't think about it.
You have to think about it still.
100%. I wouldn't be deep in as much as him, I don't think.
No, you probably would.
As much to go and tweet it though.
No, well, if it's just a girl that he chopped, then if it's just a girl that I've chopped, I wouldn't care, bro. I wouldn't care that much.
It's probably more than that.
It's probably more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If it was a relationship, and you know what I'm saying, that, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Relationship, yeah. Unlucky, in it, but game is rough.
That's crazy. 2 minutes later, lippy lick shot. We will never win the league under Mikel Arteta.
Nah, but Arsenal fans are flaky, though. They do this every year. Like, why don't you just trust the guy?
Nah, bro.
You're still second place, 2 points behind Paul, bro. Have they played them? They have, I swear.
Behind who?
Liverpool.
Yeah, didn't they just play?
And didn't they win? Am I bugging out?
What was the score in that game?
I'm so sure they beat them. Or they drew, 1-1.
They drew.
Like, they're still in and around the mix, bro. Yeah, that
was like dead game.
Like, it's not like this game means you fall to fifth and you're out of the race, bro. Like, come on.
No, but these are the type of games. This is the same thing happened last year. It was, I think it was to West Ham where they'll just be missing shots. Saka missed that penalty.
Yeah.
Against, was it West? It was West Ham, like, exactly.
Yeah, it was
West Ham. And then Jesus just missed a header now. You saw what he just missed. It was crazy, bro. Like, these guys, when they feel the pressure, like, it's done.
They start crumbling.
Yeah, they start crumbling. And that's... The manager's supposed to secure that. Do you know what I mean? He's supposed to make everyone in the dressing room relax and just be like, yo, calm down. We still got this. You can't do that. You can't get the dressing room under control. You can't do it. It's as simple as that. Because he's panicking himself.
He doesn't know what to do.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to get them over the line. Because I feel like to get to the actual title, it's a different type of mentality.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it's a physical.
Yeah, it's not a physical thing.
Because of ability, they can do it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a mind game. Okay, it's a mind game type of thing. He's too young of a coach.
Was he 40?
Yeah. He's too young of a coach. Yeah, literally.
I mean...
And the team is too young. Like, no, that's not happening. So.
The thing is, with him, he hasn't got much time. Because this is what, his fifth season.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
If he doesn't win it this year,
I'm telling you, next year is his last... Next year, he'll be under the microscope.
It might be still.
Yo, did you see this J-Hus Ross beef?
Yeah.
They're beefing.
I didn't see them banging
in Dubai, bro. No, they didn't bang it, bro. But I'm literally just looking at the video now, and it started off as a water. It was a water thing. J-Hus is on stage, and next thing they pull water on him.
Who pulls water on him? From the crowd.
No, it's right. Russ's people, isn't it?
From the crowd.
Yeah, Russ's people. But I think J-Hus was throwing water into the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was hitting them. This is what I read.
First.
It was hitting them, man. Like everyone, because obviously they're in the front now. And now I see that. Like, hold on. So yeah, like I see them. Cool. You can see, like, look, this is not a small amount of water thrown on him. Do you know what I mean? They throw water in him. So he activated now. He's gone back now. He's gone to the back where like the DJ booth would be, and he's gone, got a bottle of water, put the mic down, and thrown it on them, man, innit? I've thrown the bottle as well. So obviously, them man then got into an altercation in Dubai, didn't it? So now they're talking about the UK rappers will beef anywhere. UK's bad vibes. You know the whole shebang.
Well, you know Fredo's still not back.
He's in jail, bro. He's locked, bro. He's in jail. Like, some people, like, I'm not gonna lie, as that much as it dumb, hurts, man. It's dumb, bro. Like, man, come on, man.
Please, you're in
like,
Dubai.
Why do you guys risk this sort of stuff, bro? Yeah. Especially in Dubai. If you want to risk in the UK, cool. Be my guest, innit? But not in Dubai. Not in Dubai.
They take it too seriously. Yeah. I heard his boy's already, like, it's done. He's locked up.
Yeah, he's locked up.
I think
he's been sentenced.
Yeah, his boy's been sentenced. And then I think his one...
Like 15 years or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think it was 5 years or something like that. 5 years.
That's still too long.
And then his sentencing is, like, early next year, like, in January.
That's mad, bro. Man's in Dubai, bro. Like, oh no.
How old is he, though?
He's 29. Yeah, he's 29, 20, 30.
So if he gets 5, what, 34? Jesus Christ.
No, if he gets though, five. He's been serving a what? He's been there for a time now. He should be, I'm like, it might be even close to like 6 months to a year now, you know?
Yeah. Not 6 months.
Fredo's been there for time, bro.
He's been there for a few months at least.
He was there in summer, 100%.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, like, it's been like almost 6 months, bro.
He was there in summer.
I could be actually chatting out my
But yeah, I don't think so.
He's been there for time.
I think he went in this year. I think. I'm not sure.
But yeah, like, I would never risk it out there, bro. I'd never risk it, period.
He's even got a record as well.
Yeah, so like,
that would make it worse, I think, isn't it?
Do you think they'll legalize it eventually, though?
In Dubai?
No.
That man seems too strict.
For it to be a jail sentence straight away, it's a far. It will get legalized here first before Dubai.
100%. How did the Kaz go? Was that her name?
Who's
Kaz?
It is Kaz Crossley.
Oh, how did she bust that? That was white though, wasn't it?
Exactly. Which one's worse?
That's worse. That's definitely worse.
She didn't serve no jail time.
No, how did she bust it?
But did she have it on her?
Yeah, Kaz Crossley. She was doing it, bro.
Yeah.
That was the video that convicted
her. Yeah. How did she bust that?
Do you know what I mean?
I think she made it, so she definitely baffed it somehow.
Bearing in mind, she didn't get caught in the country. She got caught at the borders.
There we go.
But still, like, yeah, how the hell did you bust that?
Yeah.
That's mad though. It was out of stop off. But yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, I thank God I'm not stuck on on any of that.
No way.
Like, but I don't get how you can not go without, bro. Oh, you get me?
Like, that's the one thing that, like, the man that I'm planning to go to Dubai and one of them's like, oh yeah, man's planning to, I'm like, no.
I'm not even telling you. Do your thing.
No.
Do your thing, bro.
No.
Me and you're not calling it, bro.
That'll be it.
You're trying to risk
if
my freedom.
If you do this, bro, and you get stuck there,
my freedom.
I'm going back.
Me and you are not boys no more. You're risking my freedom.
My flight, bro. Word, because if you get locked with him, they're locking you up as well.
Yeah, there was some guy
who dropped
off his boy at the airport, and then his boy must have left like CBD oil or something like that, and then he got caught with it, and he got slapped in jail.
Oh. How the hell did he get caught with CBD oil?
Lord knows.
He left it.
But it was on the news and everything. Like, the mum was on the news talking about it and stuff like that. Like, he's in jail.
He's in jail?
Yeah, bro. He's done. He's in jail. Because he had it on him. They don't play about. If anyone had it on us, like, when we go, bro.
No, there has to be a discussion beforehand. Like, man, then please, like.
You'll be left there.
No, but the thing is, if they've got it on them, they leave it in a car and you get caught. Do you know what I mean? So no one can have on them. No one can have it on them. Because that can mean you get caught. Like my man. Do you get it? If someone brings it, everyone's at risk. Automatically.
Yeah, it's just whoever's pulling out the rental, isn't it?
I'll punch you. I could put you in hospital. I swear down.
Not even a cook, bro.
I swear down.
I'll punch you up, bro.
I could do something dark. Oh my God.
How can you risk my life like that, bro? Are you crazy? You don't even care about me, bro.
That's the.
But then I'll even question, like, bro, is there something going on in your life,
They have to risk it like that.
Your life like this, bro. Man, are you stupid, bro?
It's not that deep.
Don't be like these youngers in the comments talking about, oh, yeah, man, I'll risk my life.
Oh, my God.
Man, risk my life. You don't go to jacket. Canadian.
Chill, man.
It's more to life, bro.
I wonder how they do their classing system, though, with the drugs. Because if she got caught on white,
yeah,
and they got caught on weed, and they're in jail. And she was at the borders, but still,
they still took her in, bro. So
no, there was some. I can't remember what it was, but she did bust it somehow. I just feel like it's anything. What else do they do? Do they allow alcohol there? No, they do.
Yeah, of
Of course, you know what I'm saying, yeah.
But I feel like at one point you couldn't drink alcohol outside, like just outside on the streets.
Maybe that is.
I think that's okay, it might still be because it is a Muslim country,
isn't it?
Yeah. I think you can't do it outside on the streets, but that could be a lie. But I think that I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'll struggle to live there though.
But then again, like that's
not that I even drink alcohol like that.
Yeah.
But still, like the restriction, the rules would be like, oh, it's scary.
Was it her partner that tweeted that one thing? Theo's, her partner?
Yeah.
Did you see what he tweeted?
Well, recently, about the baby mum thing.
Yeah.
It was fact. I don't know why he tweeted it, but it was facts.
What did he say again? I forgot.
He said, like, he'd rather, I think he said he'd, like, he'd rather be dead than see, than, like, be a child and his mates know what his mum's orgasm face looks like on OnlyFans.
That's mad.
Basically, talk about mom doing OnlyFans and stuff like that.
I think it was, it sounded like a dig at Kim Kardashian sort of thing. I think, anyways.
What?
That's the only example I can think of.
Yeah, I was wondering who he was talking about.
He's talking about OnlyFans people, bro. Like,
yeah, but like,
you see OnlyFans everywhere.
You don't mention porn as well.
It's the same thing anyway.
Yeah,
she's the only example I can think of. That's my point. I mean, obviously, there's definitely other examples, but rather be broke than.
Kind of, that is crazy, though.
Everyone knows who your mom is, you get me.
That is actually crazy.
Yeah, because the thing is, no one's going to be above not getting corn or getting corn for your mum being, do you get it?
Yeah.
That will never shake as well. Because look, even on Keeping Up With The Kardashians and her, I don't know which one of her children saw it and she started crying.
Who started crying?
Her son or daughter. Obviously, it was probably staged because it was on the TV show, but it's the principle. Like, her kid must have had something on her iPad. And I think it was the Ray J thing, somehow.
I mean, they're going to see it eventually.
And she started crying. That's what I'm saying. The kid's going to see it, bro. Like, they're going to go to school and, oh, ain't that your mom? Boom, bro. Like, you can't escape it. Who's this? Man said Smith Rose coming on. Jesus.
I think there's a border still.
Trossard's going off. I thought his career was done at Arsenal, you know.
Who, Trossard?
No.
Smith Rose. It might be. That guy's too injury prone. He's the new Jack Wilshere, man.
That's a 2-0 80th minute. Arsenal might have lost that. I'm not gonna lie. Arsenal might just have lost that. Is the Brighton game done?
That's 4-2.
Yeah, that was in the 90th minute. That's 4-2.
Can you imagine that people are thinking Tottenham are title contenders? Well, Tottenham fans thought they were contenders.
No, but they got, like, they had an injury ban crisis. Yeah,
they got slaughtered. I'm not going to lie. Because literally their spine. It was
Literally.
The what's the Van de Ven?
Yeah.
Madison.
Madison. Who was is Basuma? No, Basuma was on there.
Saar,
but he's back now.
He's back now. Thing you got.
It was their keeper as well?
The Vicario guy.
Yeah.
Injured.
Either injured or suspended, but he's back now. But definitely, he was not here for a while.
And then they lost Romero for like 3 games.
Yeah.
Udogie got suspended for 1 game. I remember.
Yeah.
Because that was the Chelsea game. Was it Chelsea? But yeah, they're lucky they still got Son, Johnson. Johnson's playing well.
I always knew he was a baller.
Brennan Johnson from Forest.
Mm.
Yeah, he was always a baller, to be fair, from Forest. They're saying that Gibbs White is a United player in the future. I would not mind.
I would have him still.
But that means that Mount or Bruno has to go.
It'd have to be Bruno, bro. Because I don't think the way he plays.
He's too creative.
Yeah, he has to be on the ball.
Yeah.
And there's no way he can play alongside Bruno.
I would not mind that. Because he seems less frantic. Because this Bruno grenade ball thing, he's not going to shake that charge, bro. I'm sorry. Like, man was saying, oh, yeah, like, Bruno's the most creative player, most creative chances, whatever it is. I'm like, bro, yes, but the amount of times I've seen him on the pool, yeah. And he just mindlessly just boots the ball. I'm like, that's not the right ball, bro.
No, he does make some mad passes.
He does, but Gibbs White can do the same thing. And he's more composed. And he's younger.
Yeah.
Did you see they tried to drag his girl for them tweets?
Rightfully so, man. I saw those tweets.
I don't, rightfully so. I don't think she said anything that mad.
I don't think she said anything that crazy. But there was this one tweet where they were talking about... they were talking about white girls. No.
Black girls.
Yeah, no, it was like a black guy going for a white girl.
Yeah. And then why did they hate her so much?
That's what she
said. No, she said, I don't get why
there's hate towards
beautiful
us.
Black women are so feel so attacked at white women trying to be, what was it?
Well, it's just the way that she made it about white women.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't see anything crazy.
I personally don't see an issue with what she tweeted. I don't see it as drag worthy. I don't see it as cancel worthy. I don't
it's not cancel worthy.
I don't see it as any of like, the cancel stuff that's been gone, that we've seen, that we know.
What was
seen?
The first one that she said?
I
the first
like, one I read them, I was like...
The first one was a bit...
No, bro, like, man read them, I was like, she's not being racist at all. So, there's nothing to cancel.
So, why did she deactivate her account?
Oh, maybe hate, innit? Like, she's always gonna get hate, like, you get me? I ain't no snow bunny hopper, innit? Like, I ain't no... I don't do it to Uma to come and get me, in there, but... Do you know what I mean? Like, do you see the guy?
You see that, clip, that as well?
Like, he was on that guy.
Joe Budden, fam.
Yeah, bro. He was on that guy still. But the thing is, Joe, he knows his history, bro. He actually knows his history. So, like, you get me? It's hard to argue with him. But,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like, the tweets, I don't think there was anything mad for me to be like, raw, like, she's racist.
She said, I wonder why black girls feel attacked by beautiful white girls wanting to look tanned. Sigh.
Yeah. Well,
so she's basically saying that
Attacked,
yeah. She's basically saying that black women should almost feel as if it's a compliment that white women want to look at them, look like them, because they're tanning to be darker, obviously.
I think attacked is a bit shady.
It's a bit, it's like it's making it all about white girls type of thing.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not mad.
But it's like, where did that even come from?
I don't know. She quoted something. The tweet is, I wonder if people read comments before they comment on something.
Oh, that's kind of weird. I feel like I think the word attacked is a bit shady. I think it's a bit of a shady tweet, but I don't think it's cancel worthy or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to understand what they're trying to come from, but then again,
even the second one,
you don't apply it to everyone.
Look, the second one was like, never trust a N-word who Fs with white girls.
What?
That she didn't say that. She replied to that.
I was about to say, I didn't say that.
that was the main statement. And then she said, I knew black girls had something against us, but what? Like, come on.
No,
what
but like, bro, that's mad, bro. Like, the tweet is mad, bro.
Yeah,
but no, like, not her one.
The original tweet is mad, bro.
Do you know what I mean? It's mad. Like, why? What do we do?
Oh, I knew black girls had something against us.
That part, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just making about yourself. Like,
it's shady. It's very shady. It's That's all it is. It's very shady.
It's only because she's a someone, like, obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's shady. Like, I get, like, if someone's direct and be like, talk slick back. Do you know what I mean?
Can't lie, she even looks mixed, bro, so...
No, she doesn't. She looks white, bro. Oh, I was in the babe that tweeted? Or her?
Her.
She looks white, bro.
Bro, in this last picture that I'm seeing...
She looks white.
That looks like the same freaking race as Tennessee, bro.
Tennessee.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, man. What are you talking about?
The same.
Yes. Yeah, they're the same skin tone,
bro. Wait, show me the picture you just saw.
I wouldn't look at her and think she's a white girl, bro.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely think she has something like...
Tennessee. That looks like Bradley Tennessee, bro. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I thought she was white.
Do you know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, man, like, I don't think there's anything council heavy.
No, she shouldn't be council for
it. I don't think it's council heavy still. I mean, they were trying to say, like, I wonder how his black sisters will feel right now, or his black mum. I mean, like, it's just like, calm down, people, man. I feel like everyone likes to, like, I'm not gonna lie, the comment section of a lot of social media is just mad. Everyone sees it some way, it's just mad, isn't it? But, you know.
Arsenal's supposed to get a penalty, they didn't get it.
Yep, that's great news for us, boy.
2-0, 85th minute. Damn.
Swish. But anyways, like, you know what I mean, people? This is episode 110 on New Year's Day, man. Starting out the year fresh.
Get me.
Start as if we plan to go on. I think that's the phrase or whatever, isn't it?
Start as you mean to go along.
There we go.
You know what I mean? But yeah, nevertheless.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a family member, man.
What we say in parties are typical, like, we'll start
everywhere, man.
Other than that, see you in the building, thanks for coming, my friend.
Keeps me a boy, hustle, hustler. Still the hustler, my people.
Stay with it, man. Spin the way bands on the booth.
Let's go.
And we'll see you lot in the next one still.